Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches, señoritas. Everybody tonight is a señorita. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Had an exciting day today. I watched John Edwards do his Jimmy Swaggart impression. This guy is unbelievable, man. Imagine if he was facing 30 years. Could you imagine this show you would get? He'd have you out at the cemetery. He'd be standing on a tombstone. Yeah, man. Unbelievable. Aren't you glad he never became anything other than what he is? We're in trouble. So we've got a big, we got a rendezvous with Sugar tonight. And I thought I'll kick it off, and then I'll look for some blogs that might be interesting. Here we go. I'm looking for the Sugar Report. Stand by.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. The Wazir of New York, Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale, has declared war on sugar. Narcotics teams are being switched over. All the raids in the future will be on sugar shacks. Stand by for more news.
Boss, boss, fat kids eating sugar.
Book 'em, Dano.
Thank you.
guy's got a luncheonette. He's struggling to break even. He makes payroll, and he makes his $3,000 a month rent. He makes his insurance. He makes his workman's comp. He makes his FICA. He makes his Social Security contribution to his employee, who doesn't show today, and it's lunchtime, and the place is packed. Construction workers that got a half hour to eat are complaining that he's taking too long. And all of a sudden, in comes Bloomberg's Gestapo with the sugar-sniffing dogs. They put the cuffs on him because they have the evidence. They seize the evidence, and somebody comes in and does the narcotics test and the sugar bowl, and he says, yeah, it's sweet. He's under arrest. And then another of the SWAT team confiscates a soda container, and he weighs it, and it's 17 ounces. So they close his shop. Everybody leaves. He's got to be booked, and he gets a $200 fine. He was planning this week to hit his credit card just to get by the weekend. Now he's got to come up with another $200. And this is life in the big city. Book 'em, Dano. There's a Burger King at a busy intersection. It's a normal day. Couple of sanitation workers outside. Couple of Con Edison workers working on the poles. Telephone company guys working on the poles. Couple of sanitation street sweepers. Salvation Army, a woman is ringing a bell with a kettle. She got thrown out of Target. And everything is going smoothly. And all of a sudden, this little fat kid comes around the corner to go into Burger King. And one of the Con Ed guys gets on the phone and says, that's the last one in. Let's shut him down. Let's move, everybody. It's a raid. All undercover Bloomingdale cops. They go in to the Burger King. They line up all the fat kids. The kids are coming out. Cameraman there. The MSNBC crew is there. The Daily New is there. And they're filming the kids as they come out. Only the overweight kids. The rest of them, they let go. And the kids have coats over their heads so that they can't be identified. And they take them to this van, and there's a scale they have to step on, and they're registered as fat. So they put them all in the van. And one kid they interrogated right on the spot. And the police sergeant says, son, what do you got behind your back? I got a cheeseburger. What else? What's in your other hand? I got fries, son. You're going to jail. Sergeant, read that man his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Do you understand these rites, son, as I have read them to you just now in English? Yet I do. The scene. 155th Street, Amsterdam Avenue, Sugar Hill. SWAT team has the area surrounded, closing in on Jose's bodega. We're going undercover to make a buy. As soon as our undercover man makes the buy, we'll all close in. Here we go. Listen up, everybody. Pay attention. When he says bingo, 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 we're going in. Stand by. Hi, everybody. Hello. Could I get 5 pounds of sugar? Do you have Domino sugar? I'd like a 5 pound bag. Thank you. Yeah. Do you have more than 1 5 pound bag? Bingo, bingo, bingo! And in they come, the SWAT team. And Jose gets 20 years in jail as a drug dealer. A sugar dealer. Azúcar! Book him, Dano. Read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Do you understand these rights as I have read them to you just now in English? See. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The court will now come to order. The Honorable Judge Felix Sakharin presiding. Present your first case. Your Honor, the City of New York versus Little Fat Freddy Frapp. And the charge? He's charged with having a 32-ounce frap. How do you plead, Mr. Frapp? Your Honor, I plead guilty. Very well. I sentence you to be hanged by the neck until dead. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
Can I have the rest of my frap, Your Honor?
Sugar revolution going on. Right now, underground units are being formed at the sugar ground. They're being formed, and they're going to build barricades and have demonstrations. Occupy Sugarland is one of the groups. It's going to get very interesting. This is going to have a big effect on the economy, and you're going to see black market trading already. There's talk in Washington about legalizing sugar and taxing it. And the price of a dime bag of sugar has gone up to 15 cents. And, you know, those little packets, you know, they're disappearing right off the shelves and right off the dining room table. People are breaking into houses for sugar. 90% of all crime is created by sugar addicts. I'm back. I just took a half-hour-long phone call from a guy who's a big anti-communist. His name is Jimmy from Brooklyn. And he's very frustrated because he's been, for more than 20 years, he's been harping on the communist threat. He says just because the wall came down, it doesn't mean that we won. And he blames all the big name shows for not alerting the people to the communist threat. And I say to him, Jimmy, why don't you call my show and I'll give you a half hour or an hour, whatever you want. And you can rant and rave all you want. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to be with a big guy. Some people got to start small. What good is it? And he doesn't like people picking his brain, who likes that, you know? You have an idea for something and somebody steals it, like Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Nobody likes their brain picked. And somebody, especially when somebody makes money on your idea or your invention, steals your patent like the Chinese do. He's very upset. He thinks that we're totally unaware of what's going on. He thinks American women are destroying the country. He doesn't call them women. He has another name that somebody got in trouble for using. He thinks that John Edwards is a bad guy, and I do too. But he mentioned something that I'm going to share with you. And it's a slogan that Obama used in it to get elected in the first election. That was, yes, we can. And he tells me that the woman, the Latino lady that Obama gave a medal to, a presidential medal, gave him that slogan. And that she's a communist. And that that slogan is on all the walls in Cuba. Yes, we can. So you can take it with a grain of salt. You know, Obama thinks like a communist, and he talks like a communist. He uses communist slogans. Now, here's the interesting one. We all know that he met with Medvedev and told him, listen, as soon as I win this second coup d'etat, I'm going to talk to your boss. So just bear with me while I BS these Americans. He made a slip of the tongue at his presidential citations. He upset the Polish people by calling the concentration camps, the Nazi concentration camps, the Polish concentration camps. Now you know who else says the Polish concentration camps? The Russians, the Soviets, because they wanted to make sure that the Poles got blamed for the concentration camps. You know how clever the Russians are. They told the Polish underground, rise up, fight the Germans, we're coming in, we're on the outskirts of town. And when the Polish underground rose up, the Russians sat down. Had caviar, and they waited till the Germans exterminated most of the Polish underground, and vice versa, that the Poles were killing more Germans, and then the Russians went in, and that's how clever they are. And Jimmy from Brooklyn gave me this coin phrase: when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And he says, nobody is talking about the 80th anniversary of the murder of 10 million Ukrainians. 10 million Ukrainians. Wow. And that's more than 6 million Jews. It's almost twice. Wow. 10 million Ukrainians. So, I'd love to have Jimmy on the show, but he won't do it. He only called once. We did one show. He called once. He got upset because somebody, one of the big talk show hosts, cut him off. But he does mention one thing that I agree with. If you listen to a Savage, when somebody calls Savage that has good information, Savage immediately seizes the moment and then gives his good information. I want to hear the listener. I don't want to hear Savage. I know what Savage has got to say. And today it happened with Rush. I was listening to Rush today, and a Russian called in, and he started to tell Rush how the Soviet system works, how you've got to get permission to buy a refrigerator, you got to get permission to buy a TV, and he was doing a whole litany of things you got to do under the Soviets, and they still the Soviets. There's no change. There's no change. They changed the flag, and they sent the hammer and sickle to Greece this week. It's still the Soviet Union, and Putin is living proof. Don't forget, he's KGB. And now he's money-making at KGB. I don't worry about Putin. I worry about the United States. But one of the things that Jimmy did mention is there are many subversive groups in the United States that receive American government funding. And I'd like to see an end to all American government funding. I would like to see all the money stay here. And if you notice today, they announced that the German bonds are now paying they're not paying, they're charging. So if you buy a German bond, you have to pay a premium. Where before they paid 1% interest or 1.5% interest, and now they're charging you a 1% to buy the bond because it's a safe investment. You think about that and watch the stock market went 235 points down today. Price of oil is coming down. Gold went up $50. Europe is getting ready to panic. And they're going to shove their money into American dollars, which is probably good for us. Jimmy would be a tremendous tutor for anyone from high school through a life to learn about the communist influence in the world, both in drugs, in arms, in undermining governments, in brainwashing, in corrupting governments. He'd be a great teacher because the American people have no idea. Communism became a bad word when the communists discovered that Joe McCarthy was getting very close to a lot of their plans. And Joe McCarthy was right in many cases of the when he talked about the communist problem. And we all found out later on how true it was, because there were no papers when the Soviet Union fell. That was home run time for us. We got in there. Imagine what we didn't get. We went in there and we found out who the communists were who were working for the Soviet Union. And a lot of the convictions of communists here in the United States were verified by Soviet records. Anyway, American youth could use a lesson on communism, because one day they may be working under it, cutting a sugar cane for a Mayor Bloomingdale. Hang in there, and we'll give you a tune. Please rise and sing the 17-ounce cola national anthem. Things go better with Coke.
Drink from a drink, sugar from a honey, your tasty kiss fills me so. Drink from a drink, sugar from a honey, I'll never ever let you go.
If you wanted the star that shines so brightly, and try to steal it from the sky, cause I will feel
sweet from my feet, sugar from my honey, your tasty kiss fills me so. Sweet from my feet, sugar from my honey, I'll never ever let you go.
And if you needed a dream
We're back. I think we're back. That cut off kind of suddenly. Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party. I'm looking over some blogs that might be of interest. And just before I do that, let me just check and make sure we're live. Yeah, we're on the air. We got 33 minutes left. Okay, back to the scoreboard. Obama attorneys without defense in Florida eligibility a case. And over the, that's over the forged birth certificate. And there's a second article here by this Front Porch Politics. The war against Christians has begun, and it has begun. The Catholic Church is under siege right now. Obama, you're going to read, all the lefties are going to be waging war on the Catholic Church. They're going to be bringing recordings from confessions. You wait and see. They're probably bugging all the church confessionals right now. Catholic Church is under siege. As I've said many times, the war against Christianity has begun. It's yet another deplorable incident. In yet another deplorable incident, the pastor has had his First Amendment rights and two clauses trampled. Yes, that's not the worst. He was then jailed for preaching the word of God. Let's see where that took place. Yeah. This no spanking nonsense started with Dr. Spock in the 1960s. Somebody told me Dr. Spock's son committed suicide. Is that true? It's a crazy world, isn't it? You know, it's too long a blog to give you any short insight. So we'll have to pass on it. Oh, we can't say we want to close this out because that's how I lose my... Bill Clinton, that's surrogate causing problems for Obama. Yeah, he stuck it to Obama today. He endorsed the Romney. Yeah, he said that Bain Capital are good people. And Florida voter rights are under fire. I think that's about, let's see what that's about. I don't normally send out emails on Friday afternoons, but I just shot Governor... No, only kidding. But the liberals are trying to steal the votes in Florida, which could help them win big in 2012. As promised, Governor Rick Scott is eliminating non-citizens from our Florida voter rolls. And apparently, they got a lot of illegals down there voting. So that's a problem. Our right to self-defense under attack again. So they're going after stand your ground. Reports exist that inform us that plants have self-defense mechanisms. Some exude poisons, others have bars that can inflict harm, and still others have other forms of self-defense. Animals of the lowest order also have built-in defense mechanisms. Skunks and porcupines, yeah, we know that. It's the American that needs to self. Girls, you got to get a gun. You're in trouble, girls. You're in trouble. Just look at who's disappearing every weekend on the way home, out bicycle riding. You got to carry a gun. You got to know. You got to join the NRA. You got to learn how to respect guns and how to use them. And they're talking about the nanny state, which we just did with the mayor of Bloomingdale's war on sugar. I went into a restaurant and there was no salt on the table. And I seen that. I said, it's beginning. Look at this. It's beginning. They haven't even passed a law. You can't have salt on the table in a restaurant. And the restaurants are all gun-shy already. Female gearheads wanted. We'll pass on that one. Muslim terrorist guns down Army recruiter 3 years ago today. It was 3 years ago today that the Muslim convert, Abdul Hakim Mujahid Muhammad, carried out a terrorist attack in Little Rock, Arkansas that took the life of a U.S. Army private and injured another to within an inch of his life. He was born as Carlos Bledsoe, but after converting to the Nation of Slam Slam in college, right? he took the name Abdul Hakim Muhammad, and he went to live in Yemen where he worked. He took a Yemeni wife and consorted with Al-Qaeda and other extremists on how to kill Americans and wage a jihad on the West. After living in Yemen for 2 years, he was deported back to the United States for overstaying his visa. So it means he graduated, and with the government blessing. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are they doing to our African-American kids? It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Spanish banking crisis, a test of wills for Madrid and Berlin. So they got a problem in Europe. And you heard me say about the German bonds. If you give them $100, they take a dollar and say we're holding 99 for you with your name on it. Daddy, don't let your daughters grow up to marry Democrats. Yeah, that's the truth. Oh, and this one here. What if schools were open to the gospel? Oh, God, imagine that. Maybe they could move the fifth grade BJs up to the sixth grade. Let's see what else we got here. Why is the EPA spying on Nebraska? For more than a year, the EPA should be closed. They should be closed. We don't need them. You take that money and give it, put more food in the commissaries for the military. Yeah, have a little kitty for wives that run short and have to put two cans back. They get those two cans free. For more than a year, the environmental, how could we monitor that? We couldn't monitor that. No, but you can tell me how much sugar I'm going to take in my next meal, huh? Oh, I'm using tablespoons now. I started out with a little sugar, and then all of a sudden I went from a teaspoon to a tablespoon, and now I'm using a shovel. I got a sugar Jones. They're all worried about sugar. Yeah. Let me tell you, there's a lot more you got to worry about than sugar. I'll give you a four-letter word. Want to hear a nasty four-letter word that you should be worrying about? Nuke! Nuke! The real war on women in the Middle East. Women in the Middle East have got it tough. I said when we first went into Afghanistan, what we should have done is we should have sent in a special forces team with candy and flowers, took all the women, and leave the men to fight amongst each other. The real war on women in the Middle East. I told you, I talked about it for 2 days. A Taliban husband for a divorce, and he cut her ears off, and he cut her nose off. And he cut it in such a way that she looks like a pig. He cut it on an angle, so it looks like she's got a snout. Nice guy, huh? You want to call him dad or honey? Name me an Arab country and I'll recite a litany of abuses fueled by a toxic mix of culture and religion that few seem willing or able to disentangle lest they blaspheme or offend. Why, more than 90% of ever married women in Egypt, including my mother and all but one of her six sisters, have had their genitals cut in the name of modesty. Then surely we must all blaspheme. When Egyptian women are subject to humiliating virginity tests merely for speaking out, it is no time for silence. When an article in the Egyptian criminal code says that if a woman has been beaten by her husband with good intentions, no punitive damages can be obtained. Then to hell with political correctness. And what? See what PC? That's Egypt's version of PC. And we're not too far behind. And what? You want to know why we're not too far behind? Because now mothers are murdering daughters. And what, pray tell, are good intentions? They are legally deemed to include any beating that is not severe or directed at the face. What all this means is that when it comes to the status of women in the Middle East, it's not better than you think. It's much, much worse. Even after these revolutions, all is more or less considered well in the world as long as women are covered up anchored at home, denied the simple mobility of getting into their own cars, forced to get permission from men to travel, and unable to marry without a male guardian's blessing or divorce either. Welcome to the world, girls. Bring it here. Bring it here. See what happens. That is real sad. Absolutely real sad. We were talking over the Memorial Day weekend with liberals, you know, who sing Kumbaya, you know, when they're on their knees and they right next to the pilot that just had his throat cut and they're debating. You know those liberals? Yeah, as long as it doesn't happen to me, I'm for it. Yeah, and we were talking about the Shia religion. And I told them that in the Shia religion, they're debating whether or not that a woman is not allowed to work in an office with men that are not her family. So they're debating on whether or not that they can use an old practice to make him a family member. And what the woman has to do is breastfeed him, and then he becomes a relative. You don't believe that, right? No, they didn't believe it either. Google it. Prove me wrong. And here's another one. In the Shia religion, there is a practice called muta. And if you're an Iranian man, oh, not Iranian, but a Shia man, and you happen to be out of town, working out of town, and you're staying with friends, you can sign a contract with the gentleman's wife, and you can do it. You can sign it for a day, or you can sign it for a week, or a couple of years, and you can have sex with her. But you have to give her a gift. You don't believe that one either, huh? Well, that's muta. And we were joking. I was joking with a Lebanese Christian and a Lebanese Muslim that we could make a lot of money with the muta meters and have a clock over the bed, you know, for the amount of the contract time with a picture of an Ayatollah on it. Yeah, Big Brother is watching you. Anyway, so here's what Jackie says on that article I just read you. This is the Muslims' rights, and they are trying to introduce in America based on the face we stand for freedom of religion. No, we don't. We stand for freedom of peaceful religion. You beat your wife, you're not peaceful. Their way of life is considered by them to be included in our country based solely on that fact. The Muslim religion is the fastest growing religion in the U.S. If we do not want our wives, daughters, and sisters across this nation to be subjected to it, it is time to take a side or stand for something. We as a nation have always opened our shores to people wanting a new life, not come to this country to change what made them desire to come here in the first place. I got to tell you something. There is a cup of human kindness, but it can only be filled so much, and it empties real fast. And when it becomes a matter of survival, and these people are doing us extreme harm, they're going to be removed. They're going to be sent back home. I personally believe if you got two passports, you should give up one. You should move to the one you love. And give up the other. I don't want to see some guy with two passports telling me, taking the oath to be an American to defend us, but he's hedging his bets. Unbelievable. So, having said that, I'm looking forward to Andy Garcia's movie. I think that's going to, you know, everybody always talks about the Catholic Church. Oh, the Catholic Church is this, their 15th century religion. I think if you go see Andy Garcia's movie, you're going to have a little different mindset about the Catholic Church. You know, we're connected. Yeah. Saint God didn't make Fred the first pope. Obama preparing path to martial law. I tell this story all the time. I have relatives that are Jewish. And so when the next Holocaust comes, I won't be joining whoever's doing it. No, not by a long shot. And I say I got foreskin in the game. But God has blessed me with a couple of chosen people, his chosen people. And they're young. They're my grandchildren. And one of them was in both of them go to a Catholic preschool. And it's named after angels. And when we come out of the classroom, we stop in the church, which is right there, and we say hello to God, and then we come out, and I let them light a candle. And when they light the candle, I say, now say a prayer, and they say a Hebrew prayer. I'm waiting for a priest to come by and say, what's going on here? I said, shh. The originals. And we were in a Christmas play, and my grandson played a Joseph, and he had two lines. It's I'm Joseph, but the carpenter true, I take care of Mary and Jesus too. And they had a little playbill, and there's a guy sitting behind us, and he doesn't know who's who, and he says out loud, look at this, Goldfarb. A Goldfarb is playing Joseph. And I turned around to him and said, hey, it's the original cast. Yeah, what are you going to do? So, you know, you never can tell what's happening in life. You know, you think everything is going to come up roses. Sometimes you get orchids, and sometimes you get daisies. Obama paves path towards martial law. This man thinks like a communist, and therefore he is going to use communist tactics. He doesn't know anything else. He doesn't know American history. He doesn't know America. He really doesn't. He has no idea how the American way works because he's been talking against it all his life. Trade only today, unemployment increases to 8.2%. Pakistan crosses the line. Oh, no kidding. I discussed, this is Dick Morris, in a video commentary I discussed how they hid bin Laden and how they lock up the doctor who helped us. Who sold that doctor out? You know what my theory is on why that doctor got sold out? He's entitled to $25 million. That's the reward on bin Laden. If we bring him back here, we got to pay him. Besides, he's only a Pakistani. And that's the argument that's going around up in the conference room. Yeah. They should have got him out first. He should have been whisked out. As soon as that helicopter landed back safely, he should have been out of there. He could have been on an aircraft carrier doing an autopsy. Syria's role in Lebanon's conflagration. Assyria is evil. In 1991, I was sitting in Kuwait in a cafeteria, looking out the window, and across the way was a nice apartment house, and on the balcony was a 50 caliber machine gun with the ammo belt still in it, and nobody manning the gun because it was left behind by the Iraqis. But an arms guy who was there to get a contract on picking up mines in the desert turned to me and he said, look at that, there's ammo in that machine gun. You go, somebody comes to them, you better hit the floor, right? And there was a Lebanese guy there and he was reading a paper in Arabic, a Lebanese graduate from Notre Dame, and he's also a Belgian. A Belgian,
and he's a Christian, Lebanese Christian, and he said to me, America has sold out a Lebanon. And the headline was that Syria was going to run the show in Lebanon. And he was right. And the destruction of Lebanon, if you want to see barbarism, and that's it, man. Lebanon was a sweet little flower in the Middle East. They called it the Paris of the Middle East. And the mad Muslims took it down. They took it down. And no matter where you go in the world, you'll run into a Lebanese who used to live in Lebanon. But he's not there anymore. Not at all. Very sad. Very sad. Blog Talk Radio. That's who we are. And I'm going to give you a tune. We got 12 minutes left, so we can talk about something. Let me see what I can give you. Oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do a tribute. We're going to do a tribute to the guys who were murdered. We're going to do a tribute. Let me just find it here, and I'll tell you what it's all about. Come on, guys, come on. You're killing me. Hey, you know what we'll do? We'll do, I was going to do Navy Hymn, but I'm going to do O Salutaris Hostia. This is for SEAL Team 6.
O Salutaris Hostia, Quae Caeli Pondis Hostium. Primundus filia, da robber fair auxilium. Deo Patris et gloria, eiusque soli filio, cum
dedicate that to SEAL Team 6. SEAL Team 6, the one that was killed in a chopper crash. This song that you just heard, a hymn that you just heard, was written by St. Thomas Aquinas, 1225 to 1274. At the request of Pope Urban IV, when the Pope first initiated the Feast of Corpus Christi in 1264, Corpus Christi in Latin means body of Christ. So when the ACLU gets finished taking all the crosses out of the cemeteries, then they have to go after the cities and remove all of the Christian names. So they'll be down in Texas one day demanding that they change the name of the city. Here are the 30 guys who died in that chopper crash. And June the 6th, D-Day, is coming up. Don't forget all those guys who died so that you can complain about secondhand smoke or be limited to 16 ounces of Coca-Cola. Navy SEAL Derek Benson, age 28, California. Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, age 27, in California. California is a disgraceful state, yet they send us heroes. Stephen M. Mills, age 35, Texas. SEAL Louis Langley, age 44, in California. I have these guys' picture. And a YouTube, on YouTube. It's Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. That's it. If you go to YouTube, you'll see the individual pictures of each and every one of these guys, plus a collage of all 30. And the YouTube address is SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. Navy Petty Officer Thomas Ratzlaff, age 34, Arkansas. Nicholas N. H. Null, age 30, of Virginia. Staff Sergeant Andrew W. Harville, age 26, of California. Sergeant Patrick Hamburger, age 30, Nebraska. Sergeant Daniel Zerbe, age 28, Pennsylvania. Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Brian J. Nichols, age 31, Kansas. Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Alexander J. Bennett, age 24, of Washington. Sergeant John Brown, age 33, from Florida. Navy SEAL Brian R. Bill, age 31, Connecticut. Let me say something about Connecticut. Joe Lieberman gets a pass because he's nice, he's mild, he's a sweet guy. But he voted to burn the flag, and he votes to kill kids. And Christopher Dodd also does the same thing and is an alleged crook. Notice I said alleged. And now Connecticut, having drained the bottom of the barrel, has sent an attorney general who lied about serving in a combat zone in Vietnam. And to reward him for his lie, they made him a senator, and he now represents them. So when anything comes out of Connecticut, it's as bad as coming out of Massachusetts or Vermont and New York. So you can see the Northeast is just about in the hands of the Communist Party of North America. And you don't have to be rich to be you don't have to be poor to be a communist. You can be rich. Navy SEAL Brian R. Bill, age 31, Connecticut. He died to protect those crappy politicians. Navy SEAL Kevin A. Houston, age 35, Massachusetts. Barney Frank and Ted Kennedy. All the Kennedys. Navy PO First Class John Duengata, age 26, Nebraska. Specialist Spencer Duncan, age 21, Kansas. Navy SEAL Matthew D. Mason, age 37, from Missouri. Navy SEAL Jason R. Workman, age 32, from Utah. Navy SEAL John T. Tumelson, age 35, from Iowa. Navy PO First Class Michael J. Strange, age 35, Pennsylvania. Navy SEAL Aaron C. Vaughn, age 30, of Florida. Navy SEAL Robert T. Reeves, age 32, Louisiana. Navy SEAL Commander Jonas B. Kelsall, age 32, Louisiana. Navy Explosives Technician Craig M. Victors, age 36, Hawaii. Navy SEAL Christopher G. Campbell, age 36, North Carolina. Navy SEAL Nicholas P. Spihar, age 24, Minnesota. Chief Warrant Officer David R. Carter, age 47, Colorado. Navy SEAL Jared W. Day, 28, from Utah. Navy SEAL John W. Foss, age 31, Minnesota. Navy CPO Heath M. Robinson, age 34, Michigan. We got some bad politicians, and we got to get rid of them in November. And if you want a rule of thumb, get the Spirit of America Party book. I got a list of everybody who burned the flag in the Senate and everybody who burned the flag in the House. and you got to get rid of them first because they're enablers. And 80% of the flag burners are baby killers. Now, these are the guys who died in a chopper crash, and that was the headline. This was the cover Obama's ass headline. Chopper crash. That's it. Chopper crash. And 30 bodies were mailed back home. And 30 mothers got 30 American flags that 45 senators voted to burn. You're going to let that? You're going to let them get away with that? You don't have to know who's good or who's bad. When you see a flag burner, take them out. Take them out at the voting booth. And you'll be an American hero. So how much time we got left here? We are under the gun. Blog Talk Radio. And, okay, we're out of time. I'll close with another tune. Give you something to boogie on out with. Yeah, go back, Jack, and do it again. Vote the same guy. Please don't do that. You want to hear, is it any wonder? That's great.
If you love me too.